Good early Sunday morning, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all having a good weekend. I have just awoken from one of the most vivid, detailed dreams I've had for a long time. So I'd like to try to record it in some fashion before it completely fades from my mind. Now, I could write it down, but I'm really not in the mood because I'm still sort of half asleep. So I'm going to verbalize it, or try to. And as I've done with many of my silly thoughts lately, I will post it for posterity here on Audioboom. Now, I am quite certain that this dream of mine was inspired by a novel that Sarah Fair, stroke Lady of the Lake, has been working on, 11 chapters of which I just read on Friday. I can't imagine what else could have induced such a dream. Sarah's novel contains a number of elements of a magical nature, as does my dream, and there are a few correlations, even though the locations are different. So this dream began with me wandering around in this bucolic, pastoral setting of hills and dales and grassy fields. I could hear birds chirping, like blackbirds and sparrows and wood pigeons, and I was walking through long grass that I could feel tickling my legs. So I must have been wearing shorts. I had no clue where I was, at least at first, but that didn't seem to matter. I was just enjoying exploring this lovely, idyllic atmosphere. So then as I wandered around, I came upon a hillside with an opening leading into it. So I stepped inside to investigate and found myself in this small cave, about the size of my bathroom, actually. Although, of course, there was no toilet in there. The cave had stone walls with carvings on them of some description, although I couldn't tell what they were supposed to represent. And then there were rushes on the stone floor. At the end of the cave was this really heavy stone door with carvings on it as well. I tried to open the door to see where it might lead, but it was either sealed shut or else it was too heavy for me to budge. So I stood there wondering what to do next, when all of a sudden this booming disembodied voice issued forth from nowhere, saying, "Password, please?" Well, I was totally flabbergasted, so I was like, I don't know, is it open sesame? And then the voice said, "Well, since you don't know the password, but you've had the temerity to come in here anyway, you're not going to be allowed to leave." And then from behind me, there came this grating noise. So I turned around to find that a huge stone had rolled across the mouth of the cave through which I had just entered, rendering me trapped. Now, I don't like small spaces at the best of times, and even in dreams they bother me, so I wandered around trying to find another exit, and was just starting to get really freaked out when the stone door leading into the rest of the cave opened, and this massive dude came out. Now, I could tell that he was huge, even though I am totally blind, because of my object perception. Sound waves were bouncing off of the walls of the cave and off of him, and they were indicating to me that he was very tall and broad of frame. So this huge man started to speak to me in Welsh, and it was then that I realized, okay, I must be in Wales. So I said, excuse me, sir, I'm really sorry, but I'm not as conversant with Welsh as I would like to be. Would you mind speaking in English instead? And this guy was like, okay, I suppose I can speak in English if I have to. I said, gee, thanks for being so gracious about it. I really appreciate that. and then I said, look, sir, could you help me? I am trapped in this cave because some voice, which did not belong to this man, by the way, told me I couldn't leave when I didn't know the password. But then this man said, well, no, I'm sorry, I can't actually let you go. And I said, well, why on earth not? And he said, because I think you are the person that I've been expecting for some time and that I was promised by the fairy people. And I was like, huh, what? You want to run that by me again? So then he proceeded to tell me a bit of his life story. It turns out that he was the result of a union between one of the old Celtic gods and a human woman. And he was this giant that was absolutely hideous to look at, so nobody would associate with him. Well, for all intents and purposes, he was immortal. He could be killed, but he didn't die of old age the way most humans did. So he said that some of the fairies who were of a kindly disposition had promised to send him a friend who wouldn't mind what he looked like. And I said, well, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I'm the friend that you were expecting. I said, I have to get home soon because I have a family reunion to go to. Isn't it funny how the strangest dreams contain an element of truth? Because I actually do have a family reunion to go to in a few weeks. But this man said, well, no, I'm sorry. I can't let you leave. Think of me and how lonely I am. I have no family. So I can be your family and you can be my family. And then he said, then we can have a family together. And I was like, I don't think so, buddy. I said, even if I wanted to have a family with you, which I don't, that is currently beyond my capabilities because I am barren. Which is actually true, folks. I have some hormonal deficiencies that actually do prevent me from having children. Well, this really pissed this giant off. He got really annoyed. He was like, well, I don't believe you. I think you're just saying that, so I'll let you go. But I'm not going to. And I'll prove you wrong. I bet you really can have children. And then here's where there's kind of a nasty part. Now, luckily, I don't remember much of this. My mind sort of glossed it over, thank God. But the ending of the dream was so cool that it was worth having to go through some freaky stuff first. So this giant grabbed me and took me into the next part of the cave, which was a lot larger. There were skins on the floor of some nature, probably deer skins. And he threw me onto a pile of these skins, and I assume proceeded to rape me. I don't actually remember anything in graphic detail, but I certainly know that he overpowered me and I couldn't move. And I got really upset and started to cry in my dream. So the next thing I remember was me saying, you know, through tears and sobs and whatever, well, you haven't proven anything except that you're a brute, and I really can't have children, no matter how much you wish I could. I said, also, you've just lost any friendship you might have gained from me, because you did something that was totally against my wishes that hurt me terribly. And so this giant said, well, I'll just leave then while you overcome your emotions and get over yourself. He wasn't very nice. Although, mind you, if I had lived for however many thousands of years with no friends, maybe I wouldn't be very nice either. So then he got up and left and slammed this stone door. So, not knowing what else to do, I sort of reassembled myself and went exploring this cave. There was a big stone fireplace with a spit and iron pots and pans hanging over it, and lots of skins on the floor and such. And I think I found a staff in one corner, if I'm not mistaken, a big tall staff with carvings on it. But I couldn't find any other exits. So just as I was starting to get really fruck out, as a friend of mine would say, rather than freaked out, I felt this presence beside me. And I heard this lovely, lilting female voice say, oh, Gwenllian Cariad, I am so sorry about this. I never intended this to happen.